Okay. We had a good time last night. Rick and I came in here last night, and we started working with this. Now that our beloved Jim is in Colorado right now, we talked to him last night, and he said hello to everybody. And he says he's not really settled yet because he's like he's visiting, so he keeps thinking he's coming back home to us. I said, so do we. Anyway, we just love him. So my talk today is, it's in every one of us. I just like that. Remember the song in Disney, it's in every one of us, isn't it? Isn't there a song about that? I don't know, but I love it. It's in every one of us. There's only one life, there's only one power, and this life is filled with the divine infinite love. And this love is expressed individually, in and through and as each one of us, every one of us. No one's outside of this divine nature. And since each of us is individualized, an individualization of the one cares for all aspects of itself. Therefore, that means that the divine cares for you and for me. And every one of us, in and as the body of God, is perfect. Breathe that in. Important, valuable, and part of the whole. So let that settle in for a moment, like a good cup of coffee or tea. Let it percolate for you. Because think on this for a moment, that the life we each live now, this moment, is in total unity and care of the divine. That is such good news. Because that means there is a power for good that we can call upon, that we can use, that the Spirit of God in you, as you, is your entire self. You're not alone. I don't know about you, but there are times in my life I have felt alone. However, once I understood this, I realized that there is a power that lives in me, that works in me. Truth, if there's something that is annoying us or bothering us, there's a greater truth beyond that. We'll get to that, maybe, in a moment. And this morning, I invite each of us to claim our unique expression of our divine self. Because that's where our power is. That's where our life starts to take shape and form. Jeannie said it. She said, the more that I give and do, the greater I feel about myself. Because you see, we've got to stop in the moment and say, I am divine. Turn to somebody and say, I'm divine. Agree with them. Yes, I heard somebody say you are. Good. Yeah. It's okay if you don't totally believe it right now. It's like, okay, I'm willing to believe it. Are you willing to believe it? Good, me too. Okay, so let's go look at Ernest Holmes. Ernest Holmes is our founder. And I love it when we look at Ernest because he was such a, oh, that's not Ernest. Okay, there it is. Hallelujah. Okay. So Ernest talked, he was such an intelligent man, and he studied so many religions, and he gave us the truth as he saw it. And so he says, in divine awakening, there seems to be an inner witness who remembers that we came from a heavenly state. breathe that in. Wow. There seems to be an inner witness. So we don't have to go get it. We already have it. Yes? There's a couple people that think so. Okay. All right. Yes, good. Hallelujah. Okay. There seems to be, Ernest goes on. He goes on and on. There seems to be an answer from that great within which says, the Father's house is filled with peace, power, and plenty. Now, where's the Father's house? But within. Jesus said, it is the Father within that doeth the work. So, the house that is spoken of the Father's house, is filled with peace, power, and plenty. That's you. Yes. A couple of you getting better. Okay. All right. So let's see what more he says. The universe is not limited. Huh. The universe is not limited. So if the universe isn't limited, then I must not be limited. Yeah. Yes, there's a yes. Do I have another yes? Yeah, I'm unlimited. Woo. Hallelujah. Okay. It is abundant, lavish, and extravagant. Yes, thank you. Yeah, think of that for a minute. That which lives in me, is alive in me, is abundant, lavish, and extravagant, and unlimited. There's no limit. That's cool. I can dig that. Creation is the play of life upon itself. Is the play of life upon itself. Let's think about that for a moment. See, because we are each an expression of this unlimited universe. Whole, perfect, and complete. It is in each of us. And I call this aspect of each of us, that is that place within us, the sacred center of self. I've talked about this before. However, this week as I was working with this talk, I said, you know, it's time to remind us again that there is that within us that has never changed, never harmed, never hurt. And so let's demonstrate this. Within each one of us is the most perfect expression of our God self, our holy essence. Think on that for a moment. Because you see, it's alive at the very center of each one of us. It is our very core. It comes in with us. It comes in with us into this life, and we can never be separate from our core. It is eternal in us as us. Do you have this? Do you understand this? Are you clear on this? Because I won't go forward unless you are. We'll just end it right here. We'll take the... Good. You got it, yes? However, we can forget it exists. This is the adventure part of life. Oops, I'm getting a little bit too far ahead. Okay. Aha, the magic screen. Is it magic yet? You know, Rick and I came here last night. We came yesterday afternoon. Finally, I said, I'm hungry. Can we go eat? So we stayed here till about 6, I think. I'm on, are you? Not yet. We have a really great thing for you here today. Am I? Let me make sure I'm on. Yeah, I'm on Apple TV. I finally said to Rick, I'm hungry. Okay, so now let's see what are we doing. So I told you that we come in with this essence. Yes? Okay. Now watch this. This essence is at the very center heart of our being. And it's filled with light, and it's filled with love, and it's filled with infinite possibilities. That is the core. That is the eternal truth of who you are. And that is, can never be harmed and never hurt, no matter what anybody said to you, no matter what happened to you along the pathway of life. This is what we came in with. We didn't have to be any cuter than we are. We're all cute, yes? Yes, thank you. Because we're good enough, because we're God enough. And so we come in with this sacred center of self. And it's powerful. And it's abundant, and it's lavish, and it's love. And it's the eternal truth of who we are. We came in with it, and we leave with it. Do you get this? Good. Because there's more. Now we come in with this. Do you like that PowerPoint? I mean, it's like a PowerPoint. Okay. We come in with this. However, we take on a body. That's your body. Did you know that? Anyway. Just for demonstration. Okay. So we have that sacred and holy place, but we take on a body, a physical form. And the physical form, because we take on this body, has a cellular makeup. It has everything. We all know that. And due to circumstances and situations, we end up picking up different things in that body, yes? And we come in through a family that some of them are kind and loving and some of them are not. And we take on these identities. Let's do another color. Is this cute? I mean, is this fun? I am having fun. I hope you're having fun watching me. Okay? So we take on these aspects of the self from other people, from stimulus, from events, from school. You know, I know you know the story, but I was in the dumb reader circle because I had a father who was German, and he spoke with an accent, and he didn't learn English until he came to the United States, and he learned English in New York. And then he came to California, and he met my mother, who was born in Monroe, Georgia, and she had a Southern accent. And she'd go around, isn't everything wonderful? And he said, you will do what I tell you to do, you know? And so they would tell me sound out words. Well, my sound of words weren't the same as everybody else's. So I got set in the dumb reader circle. And I couldn't sound out words. And, you know, I teach these classes, and I put up things on the board, and the students are very kind. And every once in a while they say, Maggie, that's spelled a little differently. I said, oh, good, thank you. I could never have done that years ago. Thank you, God. Okay? So these are the aspects that we pick up along the way. You understand that? Y'all have little spots, don't you? Thank God we can't see them all, but sometimes they show up. Okay. You get this? So within each one of us is this perfect, holy, perfect place. That has never been harmed and never hurt, no matter whether you were in the dumb reader circle or however you might have been injured. So the solution isn't going outside of ourselves and looking for the answer or to feel better about ourselves. The solution of this is to go within, is to absolutely go within our own being and say, I am whole, perfect, and complete. And even though I have this piece of me that doesn't seem to work in my area of life unfolding, then I agree with it for it to be healed. And the only way that's going to happen is I must come back into this sacred and holy place within me and say there is a power for good within me. There is a light within me. And when we can't do that personally ourselves, then you've got practitioners around here. You've got professional people who know how to pray. And a minister has to be a practitioner first. And you've got ministerial students who are learning that now. And so we've got to come back to that holy place. That's why, in my opinion, we have to come to a community like this over and over and over again so we can hear the truth, so we can take it out there. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes out there gets pretty scary. I get scared. So we have to stop and say everything is working perfectly and come back into the perfection of our own being and allow it to reach out to that part in us that needs to be healed, because that's how the healing happens. And when you can't do it personally, you ask for prayer. Do you get this? Because there's nothing, there is none of these things, none of those things, that looks cool, doesn't it, that can harm you or take your power away unless you say it does. Hallelujah, amen. There it is. There's how healing happens. That was good. Oh, am I supposed to do it or is Rick going to do it? And so, Ernest Holmes again, he says this. Remember the kingdom of heaven. This came from our Science of Mind magazine this month. And he says, remember the kingdom of heaven is already in us. We are in it. It is only as we are in harmony with it that we awaken to it. We've got to be in harmony with that stuff. It isn't easy. I can testify to that. But it's powerful. When we can reach out from that sacred and holy place within us and grab that part of us that has been hurt, that has been damaged, so to speak, but never beyond healing, and pull it into our heart, it's powerful. I'm living proof of it. God is perfect. The universe is foolproof. Everything is all right, no matter what it looks like. Can you tell those spots in you, everything's all right no matter what you look like? What are the little chagrins, the little cares, the pettiness of yesterday? The kingdom of heaven is bigger and broader and deeper and wider, and so and such peace as anyone possesses in the world comes from a consciousness or an unconsciousness, an acquaintance with the universe, a non-combativeness toward it. And look, I can read this to you, and I can demonstrate the magnificence of your holy self. However, until each of us is willing to start our day with just the simple phrase, there is a power within me and I am using it. There is a power within me and I am using it. Hear that again. There is a power within me and today I am using it. This power is greater than any condition, any situation, any election. When I ask this power to support me, it lifts me. It guides me. It's up to each one of us, moment by moment, to choose. Everything is working out you can tell all those spots in you, everything's working out, that there's something greater about me than that. There is an inner place. And I invite you today to commit to that with deeper faith and trust that it's all working out. And let's keep remembering that our holy self, that sacred and holy self within us, is powerful. Everything always works out. So I'm going to close today with Thich Nhat Hanh. I love Thich Nhat Hanh. This is no mud, no lotus. And he says, one way of taking care of our suffering is to invite a seed of the opposite nature to come up. As nothing exists without its opposite, if you have a seed of arrogance, you have also a seed of compassion. Every one of us has a seed of compassion. If you practice mindfulness of compassion every day, the seed of compassion in you will become strong. You need only concentrate on it, and it will come up as a powerful zone of energy. Naturally, when compassion comes up, arrogance goes down. Pretty simple. As hurt comes up, love makes the hurt go down. Hallelujah. You don't have to fight it or push it down. You can selectively water the good seeds. And refrain from watering the negative seeds. This doesn't mean we ignore our suffering. It just means that we allow the positive seeds that are naturally there to get attention and nourishment. So that's how you relieve suffering. The other way you do is you take your take-home home and you practice it. So I invite you to take your take-home and let's say it all together on that first side. It's in every one of us. So join me in saying, there is one life, that life is God, that life is my life now. There is nothing in me that can deny the presence of this life. Everything within me affirms its presence. I have an inward sense and a feeling of this divine presence at all times. Hallelujah. Take that home, read it every day. The other side's really good too. I'll let you find that out. So let's take this into prayer, please. And everybody breathe. Ah, how good it is to be in this life. And so we recognize that right here, right now, that there is only one life, and that life is God's life, and that life is perfect, it is whole, it is complete, and that is the life that lives within me and lives within each and every one of us. For we each are the beloved place that says that. I know this. I claim this truth this morning in a greater way than ever before. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God. For I know it is that light, that love, that unity and harmony that lives within each one of us. And we allow it to shine and to heal and to renew and to refresh us and to remind us that there is a holy place that is powerful within us. And we go to that holy place and we breathe into it and allow it to touch any aspect of us that is having difficulty at this moment, and we bring it into our heart and we say, okay, God, I'm willing to take this and allow a healing to happen. And when we turn that over to that powerful, loving presence, things change and happen. Cherished, loved, and adored. And we have never been outside of that love of God, no matter where we've been or what we've done. Hallelujah. That's good news. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God, and I'm filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for this truth. As I release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, recognizing that it is already taking place before we have even asked. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said or would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen.